Just yesterday, as we were talking about this service, Polly said, I believe that I would like to give the witness. And anytime she wants to give a witness is okay with me because I know that it comes from her heart. So I'm going to invite her now to share the witness about what it means to be spiritually healthy.
Good morning. It's interesting when God lays a message on your heart, and this was an interesting one because he actually laid a song on my heart too. And Lydia's going to sing that after my witness. So it was July 9th, 2002. I don't know if you've ever been here, but here's how I was. Here was the conversation in my head. God, something's missing. I have a good job. I have lots of friends. I just feel empty. I see other people walking around. I'm sitting here in church, and they have joy. I'm empty. I'm restless. I don't know what to do. Here's the good news. I had started attending a church in Rocky Mount. It was called Church on the Rise. And what I didn't realize is after every service, after every message, Pastor Richard always gave a salvation call. But you know where you are. It was on Sunday, and I started crying before we went to church. And I said, I know this is the Sunday when he says, do you want to give your heart to the Lord? I mean, your full heart and your full life for him to take control and not you. And I said, if he doesn't give that call, I'm going to go up and ask him to pray for me because I knew it was time. It was time to let go of trying to take charge of my life and be in control of every situation and circumstance. And guess what? Lo and behold, he gave the salvation call. I stood up. And I think growing up, I didn't know exactly what salvation meant. It seemed very complicated when people said they were born again and they were saved. I don't know what all that is. But here's how simple it is. A lot of people call it the sinner's prayer, but it's from Romans 10:9. And it says, if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, then we're saved. So that's what I stood up weeping with people's hands on my shoulders and gave my whole heart, everything to God. It was a pivotal moment in my life. It changed everything. It has been a roller coaster ride, wild and adventurous, full of twists and turns, great joys, very deep sorrows and grief. But I wouldn't trade it for anything. There's a song that I've been listening to, and William and I've talked about, is Brandon Heath, that says, I'm following Jesus, no turning back. My life is different now, and it has been since 2002. What I found is that I found out my worth is in Christ, not what everybody else thinks. I'm a recovering people pleaser. I don't know about you. I was worried about what everybody thought. What are people going to think if I don't have that job or ask for that promotion or live here or live that? I gave that up. My worth came from Christ, because Christ tells us that we are loved, that we're beautiful, that we're treasured, that we're cherished. So my worth comes from him. Here's the second thing it did for me. It showed me that I belong. I belong to a group of believers, you all. At churches, we're not perfect, but we're on a path together. And I need people to look at me and say, hey, where are you going? What music are you listening to? Is that really what you want to do? And the third thing it did for me is it gave me purpose in my life. That I let God take control of it and lead and guide me. And it's not what everybody else thought I should do, but what God thought I should do. And it's different, y'all, than I thought it was going to be. 13 years later, remember how my testimony starts? How did I get here? If you thought in 2002 I would ever be standing here married to a wonderful man like Reverend William Green. That wasn't on my radar to ever be a pastor's wife. And I'm not saying if you give your heart to the Lord, young people, that you'll marry a pastor. But what I am telling you is it makes a difference. It makes a difference how you look at life. It makes a difference how you choose your friends. It makes a difference that you want to become like Jesus. And when William was doing these hearts last night, I helped him cut them out. And every time I cut one out, I thought about it. He's always loved me. I was baptized in the church. I grew up in the church, but I strayed away. But he kept wooing me back. That's grace. That's him saying, "You're still mine. God loves Polly." And the thing that being saved and following after him, it allowed me, y'all, it took me a long time to write, "Polly loves God," and to really mean it with my whole heart. As William talks about spiritual health today, and I know he wrote the email blast this week, we can be physically healthy, emotionally healthy, and relationally healthy. But if we're not spiritually healthy and have Christ in our hearts, I want to tell you that that's the beginning. And it will be an incredible, incredible journey. And the good news is that if you look around, we're all with you. We're all on this journey together. And as I listen to the song that Lydia is going to sing after we pass the peace, it's called "I'm Restless Until I Find My Rest in You." Listen to the words. It talks about that we don't have to hold it all together, that he's our Heavenly Father, and he has us in the palm of his hand, holding so tight to us and wanting the very, very best for us. I pray that today, as William preaches his message and we have prayer time, if you haven't given your whole heart to Christ, I hope you will. I hope you'll find your worth in him. I hope you'll find that you belong to this church family. And I couldn't have made this trip without so many wonderful friends along with me. And I pray and I know that he'll show you your purpose in life. Thank you all for letting me share. And as we, before we hear this beautiful song from Lydia, could you pass the peace and let the people next to you know that you're on this journey with them?